Priscilla Julie has come from the Seychelles. And Priscilla, it's a privilege to talk to you about the International Anglican Women's Network, otherwise known as IWAN, right? Can you just begin to tell me a little bit about its origins, its history? How did it begin and where did it come from?
Well, the women wanted to bring their concerns to the ACC, the Anglican Consultative Council. That was back in 1996, and it was agreed that they would have a network, and it began from then, where we have to bring the concerns of women to the ACC. And we had coordinators who were working then, who were supposed to report to the ACC, and they have been doing with difficulty. It's 1996, you can take that into account. The technology was not as it is today, and we, as you know, networks are not financed, so we had coordinators who have been there for three years on, but it has been very difficult for them to work on their own. And by 2003, 2004, 2005, when women were starting to gather in New York, the UNCSW, United Nations Commission on Status of Women, and we had a gathering of women from all the provinces. There are 38 provinces, and we had, by chance, in 2006, we had all the representative from each province, and there we wanted to bring our concerns more forward to the council, and we said, why not sort of bring the International Anglican Women's Network up to another level, since there we had the women, we had the concerns that we want to bring forward, and why not use the network? And so we sort of took it up from there. We took the network up to another level. It was in 2005 that we also brought a resolution to the ACC that we call it now ACC 1331, where we requested that there we would have equal participation on all levels, a decision-making body of the Anglican Communion, and a data be collected for knowing the position of where we are. And we also had to ask to establish a woman's desk in each province that was then established. That it was in 2005, ACC 13.
Was there much resistance to that? Was the ACC very supportive of setting it up the way that you describe it?
Yes, we did our due lobbying, and in fact, did accept it. They accepted it probably only afterwards did they realize when they said equal participation, only then did it dawn after accepting, but it was accepted. Yes, it was
so
accepted.
So the equal participation remains a goal to achieve?
Yes, it does. It does, and we have also been collecting data. The resolution had asked for the ACC to collect the data. But since we haven't had the professional way of collecting the data, we did it in our own way through the provinces. Because when we sort of got the network onto a different level, we then had the group which were there to elect a steering group, which takes into account the regions, the provinces, and we have elected 7 members. We have one from Australia, from the Philippines, from the U.S., from the Caribbean. It's from Africa. It's representative of our communion. And through that, then we have created links, which we call them provincial links, from each province. So the links are our liaison. We work together. And through them, we've collected some data to know where our women is on the ACC 13. How far is the equal participation taking place?
The status of women in different parts of the communion is quite different from one place to another. Does that create an issue for you in terms of the work that you're doing?
Not really, because as you know, the Anglican Communion, we work together in diversity. So this is one of the lessons, as when the women came together, what we realized that whatever the differences, the culture, but there will be a common ground, because the equal participation is there, whether it is in Africa, in Asia, in the U.S., the issues are the same.
Now, how often do you come together in with all, sort of aiming to have all 38 provinces together?
We just had the last meeting in 2 months ago, but we did not manage to have the 38, because it has been quite difficult to get a link person established in each province. To date, we have 34 of them, and when we did our meeting, we had 27 present, and plus the steering group, which is of 8. And that was one of the first time that they came together and sort of understood a bit of what we want to, what was the network all about.
Right. Where do you see the next steps for IWAN? Do you anticipate, for example, at future Anglican Consultative Council meetings, bringing an update to those groups? Do you anticipate doing more lobbying along the way?
Yes, we do. We do anticipate a lot to do. We have a lot, because right now we have brought in resolutions against violence, and especially trafficking. There are a lot of issues. We are very much concerned with the MDGs, with the issue of the poverty. So we are just, we've just started. They were going to be in liaison with the council, the Anglican councils. We will, and they've just got a coordinator right now. And women will push for the issues, especially with our equal participation, elimination of the violence. I know it's not going to be easy. The violence that subsists in homes, in our churches, everywhere.
Are you able to use technology around the world to bring women together with emails or websites and that sort of thing?
In fact, our network, we have listserved. All our networks, we have connected by the emails. This is one of the way that we communicate with them. As I speak here, as we our progress, we communicate with our ladies. So we have an IWAN list where we have all the people who are interested, all our women, because we aim to be the global voice of the Anglican women. So the network, we communicate by computer, you know, through the network.
Now, an individual Anglican in some part of the communion, or a parish that might be taking up women's issues particularly, how can they become involved in IWAN? Do they use their provincial links to do that?
That's it. That's why we created the links, so that the link person can go through to create diocesan link and down to the parish. And we've also established with our link that they should work very, very closely with their primates and their bishops, because only through them can we get through the churches down to the very lowest level.
I would imagine in the work that IWAN's been doing, there must be some wonderful stories or images or people that emerge who have benefited from IWAN. Can you share some of those stories with us?
Well, my story, which I would like to share, is right now we have the tension in the community, in our the Anglican Communion, the tension that you know is going on. And we have meeting over the years at the UN. Most of the ladies have come since 2005 through to very last year. And we've gathered us women with the issues that's concerning us. Either it could be the equal participation on HIV, gender budgeting. And as we came together, a bond has been created despite the tension that goes on in the community, in the communion, and the different issues around the communion. There's the cultural issues from the continent of Africa. There are a lot of trafficking that goes on in Asia. We have a different problem in the Western world. Prostitution and other things we have in the South. So with all our different problems, we found that nothing can keep us apart. There is unity within us, and my experience is that all women gathered together as Anglican in solidarity, we can keep the communion together united. And in whatever the case, we do not find any relationship being severed. Our main goal is through the women, the Anglican women, that we stay connected and united. So this is my story that I found. Even our ladies, we've shared such stories. Whatever the tension outside there, but that tiny tension cannot bring the many issues that we as Anglican have. We have the families who are crying for water, for peace, and we don't have to waste our time on the other issue. So these are a pressing issue than the other one that brings us together.
You sound like you offer a vision of hope for the women of the communion.
Yes, we have hope, and the Lord will really provide. We should have hope. And we are very determined as women, and just hope that there will be a bright light down the tunnel.
Thank you for the work that you're doing.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Thank you.